Hare Krishna. Immediately after this particular yatra, I am visiting another holy abode for next few days. So last night I was just thinking about visit to the dham, and I kind of jotted down a few points in the what, why and how format. What is the dham? Why should we visit the dhams? And how should we visit the dham? Of course, now it is a little too late. After 15 days, you are coming to an end of the yatra, and then we are discussing about why and how. But actually the end of this yatra means the beginning of a longer yatra still. And if we can understand the spirit behind the visit, this holy pilgrimage sites, then hopefully, eventually, we would create a dham, or we would endeavor to create a dham wherever we stay and take advantage of its influence upon us. So, what is the dham? In fact, the word dham has many different meanings. One is the holy pilgrimage sites, they are also called dham, the abode of the Lord where he performed his pastimes. The spiritual world is also called dham. Yad gatva nanivartante tad dhama paramam mama natad bhasayate suryo nashashanko napavaka. That is also dham, where there is no need for sun and moon and electricity and fire. It's self-effulgent place. Avyakta akshara ityuktaha tamahuhu paramam gatim yam prapya na nivartante tad dhama paramam mama. Another place in the 8th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, it says, avyakta, it is not visible to our eyes, and akshara, it never falls down, it never degrades. Iti uktaha tamahuhu paramam gatim. And this is actually the ultimate place where everyone should go. Yam prapya, and having achieved that, na nivartante, there is no need to come back to this material world. Tad dhama paramam mama. It also means refuge. Param brahma, param dhama, pavitram paramam bhavan. It also means power. It also means influence. There are so many meanings to this. So, avyakta akshara. Similarly, even this abode, holy places of pilgrimage where the Lord has performed his pastimes, even this is avyakta. And even this is akshara, even when the whole creation is annihilated, this dham doesn't perish. It floats in the middle of everything. So, that is the nature of the, and anyone who has achieved this dham doesn't go into the material world. At least physically, many people try to come here and give their life here, stay their whole life, don't go back to their material life again. So what to speak of that dham? So, Krishna descends with his name, form, qualities, pastimes, and abode for the sole purpose of attracting conditioned souls to himself, to help them to develop love for him, and in the end, to come back to him. That's the only purpose why he descends. Janma karma chame divyam. His janma, when he descends, he brings along with his name, his form, and that's how we come to know his qualities, his activities. Recently, I was with one acquaintance who is into some other spiritual process. And this person was telling, why should you chant the holy name? Why the name? So I just gave the example. So something, someone next to that spiritual leader, in their own term, they are spiritual leaders there of that institution. And next to him, there was a person sitting. And I asked that person, when you chant this person's name, what comes in your mind? He said, when I chant this person's name, I love him so much. So when I chant his name, immediately form comes to my mind. And as soon as the form comes, there are so many feelings that develop in my mind because he has so much wonderful qualities. His qualities come into mind. And the qualities are known because of activities. Oh, he's so compassionate. Why? Because he extends. Oh, he's so loving. That's because his activities have revealed the qualities. And then automatically I think of that person along with place where he stays. His abode or his area, residence, comes to my mind. I said, this is it. Sri Radhika Madhavayor Apara Madhurya Leela Guna Rupa Namna Pratikshana Aswadana Lulupasya. Great souls, they are able to, the holy name is like the password which opens the file. So the Lord descends along with his name, form, qualities, activities and abode, and all of these are transcendental. Janma, the appearance of all these are transcendental. Atas Sri Krishna Namadi Namadi. Namadi means Nama Rupa Guna Lila Ityadi. Na Bhaved Grahyam Indriyai. From material, Charma Chakshu, made of some skin and some fluids, one can't actually see. But the Lord descends nevertheless. And the whole purpose is how to attract the conditioned souls. Because the moment you become attracted to Krishna or anything in relation with him, simultaneously there is detachment from anything that is not helping us to remember the name, form, qualities of Krishna. Automatically, we don't have to make a separate endeavor. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha Janayati Ashu Vairagyam Jnanam Chayad Ahetuka. So naturally, Krishna's names, forms, qualities, pastimes and abode are all eternally manifest. It's not that before the Lord descended here, His name was not known. He was there even before. Even Prahlad Maharaj takes the name of Krishna. Krishna Graha Grihita Atma. We also know Kalki is going to come 4,27,000 years from now, but we know His name. His form, His qualities, His activities, everything is known. So they are eternal. And only thing is, they are eternally manifest also. But to the material eyes, it becomes manifest only at some times, when the Lord wills it. But in an unmanifest form, to the gross material senses, the Lord is eternally here performing these beautiful pastimes. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena santaha sadaiva hrudayeshu virokayanti. So those whose heart is pure and the covering of material nature is uncovered, they can see 24 hours a day, 365 days a year for the rest of their life, eternally. Yomam pashyati sarvatra, sarvam cha mai pashyati, tasyaham na pranashyami, sachame na pranashyati. One who sees me everywhere, one who sees everything in me, I am never lost to him, he is never lost to me. Sadhavo hridayo mahyam, sadhunam hridayam tu aham. And that is only possible when there is love, which is ultimately the goal of all scriptures, to develop love. Sthavara jangama na dekhe na dekhe, sthavara jangama dekhe na dekhe tara murti, sarvatra hoye nija ishta deva spurti. And when that love is achieved, automatically one sees Krishna everywhere. So, as Prabhupada gave an example, you see my spectacles, you see my walking stick, you say, oh, this is Prabhupada's. So you see the energy and you think of the person to whom the energy belongs. So in this way, the purpose the Lord descends is so that conditioned souls can take advantage of His name, form, qualities, pastimes and abode, and in this way develop love for Him. And having developed love for Him, can see Him at every moment, at every time, in all situations, all places. Another reason the dham is of significance is because great realized souls visit there, have visited since time immemorial, very, very exalted personalities who know the value of this place, who know how to take the advantage of the tremendous mercy that is here, have come here, have stayed here, and have performed their bhajan here. And therefore, this place is further heavily charged with the devotional energy. So just like we charge our mobile, we charge our battery, charge. So if it is charged, it can perform its function properly. So what it is meant for. Similarly, coming to such a holy place actually gives that charge. Bhavadvida bhagavata stirtha bhuta swayam vibho tirthi kurvanti tirthani sva antasthena gadavrata. Because such great devotees of the Lord carry the Lord in their heart, wherever they go, they actually carry the holy place along with them. In fact, wherever they put a step, that place becomes a spiritual abode. So that's another reason. And also, when we are in a dham, it's much easier to be Krishna conscious. Because everyone, everything reminds us of Krishna. At least so far in the dhams, we can experience that. You know, so this is regarding what is the dham? A place the Lord has descended, it is eternal, it is charged up with energy, it reminds us so much of Krishna. Why do we visit the dham? Because the goal of life is Sharanagati. And Sharanagati means basically Anukulyas Sankalpo Pratikulyas Varjanam. Krishna says, Sarodharman Parityajamamekam Sharanam Raja. And that Sharanam is to accept anything that is favorable and reject anything that is unfavorable. One powerful, favorable item in visiting and staying in the holy place is because it is a very conducive place to evoke our dormant Krishna consciousness. Gaura amar jesabasthane karala brahmana range sesabasthana heribo ami pranai bhakata sange. Not just for sightseeing, which is good, better than something else, at least the right sight we are seeing. That is the perfection of the eyes, to actually behold anything in relationship with the Lord that reminds us of the Lord. Also, it is the when it is done in the association of loving devotees, machitta madgata prana bodhayanta parasparam. Therefore, it is natural that we develop attachment for that. It is also the five most important items, powerful catalyst to evoke even a small bit of any of these five items, Rupa Goswami says. It's enough to evoke our dormant love for Krishna. And of the five items, one of them is residing in a holy place. If you're not able to reside eternally or throughout your life, at least residing as much as possible. Devotees from Bengal would visit Lord Chaitanya 4 months in a year. They had organized their life in such a way. They had prioritized their life in such a way that they gave their quality time to this particular item. Also, in the association of devotees, our smaranam, remembrance, is much more deepened. Smartavya satatam Vishnu, vismartavyo na jatuchit, sarve vidhi nishedhya sihu etayoreva kinkara. The purpose of all vidhi and nished. Scriptures contain two kinds of statements, vidhi and nished, do's and don'ts. And the essence of all do's is, do those things which always help you to remember Krishna. And the essence of all don'ts is, don't do anything that will make you forget Krishna. Because if you are constantly doing it, life is a preparation, death is the examination. At the time of death, we'll be able to remember Krishna. Antakale chamameva smaran muktva kalevaram. At that time, we may not be in a position to chant probably. Pranat prayana safaye kafavata pittai kanthavarodhanam idam smaranam kutaste. Very difficult at that time to chant. But if we have practiced ourselves to remember daily, at least daily, just like, you know, you have exam is a final exam, but the teachers give, just to prepare for the final exam, they give a unit test. Sometimes it is held daily, sometimes in some schools it is held weekly. So the acharyas also give us a daily test. At least 1.5 hours, sarvadharman parityajya mamekam charanam raja. At least for those 1.5 hours, give up all other priorities and just take shelter of my name. And if you are used to it, at that moment, no other roles that we are accepted in this upadhis are important. The only eternal upadhi, jivar swarupaya Krishna Nityadas. Every role has so many goals. And once we enter one role, so many thoughts come. I have to achieve this, I have to do this, I have to do this. They are all connected with different upadhis that we have accepted. At least for 1.5 hours in a day, if we give up all other upadhis, first and foremost, I am part and parcel of Krishna. After that, I am mother and father and brother and sister and manager and this and that and that. So at least for those 1.5 hours, if you are regularly practiced, when the major test comes, you have to give up your body. At that time, Hare Krishna, immediately, Yato yato nishchalati manaschanchalam asthiram. If you are regularly practiced, if you are regularly, you know, like jogging, when we have to really run, when the dog chases, then we are trained, regularly we run, so even when a big dog chases, we are used, we don't get tired. So similarly, if you are practicing every day to chant, giving up all other, at least for 1.5 hours, then when the time comes, then we can just withdraw and focus where we want to. In 1 second, instant, Hare Krishna, and immediately we can withdraw. In association of devotees, the quality and the quantity of our sadhana becomes much easier and much increases also, both. I generally give an example which is not a very good example, but still I give it because one can relate to it. Why do drunkards drink together? Because when you drink together, capacity increases. Oh, he's doing so much and still walking straight. I can also do it because his weight is only 56 kilos. I am 86. So confidence increases. And it becomes more effortless. And secondly, while drinking in association, they discuss about their Mahajans. Arey, I know my uncle. 4 bottle laga ke siddha chalte. And you know how he's able to do it? Saath mein wo kurmura rakhte hain, pakoda rakhte hain, aur ye bhi rakhte hain. Beech mein ye bhi lete rehne ka. To kya capacity badh jata hai? So they are machita madgata prana bodhayantah parasparam. So they also are discussing different techniques and ways of how Mahajans have done this and enhanced their quality, and because we are discussing, it becomes more tasty. So this is also another reason why such kind of trips or such kind of pilgrimages is very beneficial. Sadhu sanga, sarva shastra koi. Lava matra. Lava means 1/12 of a second. Now, somebody can say, Prabhuji, 1/12 of the second mein kya ho sakta hai? By the time you understand the person is a devotee, already is gone. How does it make sense? Actually, Radheshan Prabhu was giving a very good, quoting a very good example. The other day we were discussing this particular verse, and he quoted one from Prabhupada. Yeah, Prabhupada. Quote, somebody quoting Prabhupada. He said, if a wood is extremely dry, even if you touch fire or in the grass, it is very, very dry. Just touch the fire 1/12 of a second and it will burn. But if it is wet, even if you touch it for hours together, some smoke will come, that's all. Similarly, for a person who is extremely seeking, I want to know the truth. Whenever he hears even one statement, it strikes to him like a thunderbolt. Wow, I got it. To the extent a person is extremely desperate to take shelter, even one little ungli diya to haath pakadte bolte na, they say. It's like that. But those who are kind of fully satisfied, belched and, you know, sitting there materially satisfied, for such a person, it doesn't make sense. Those who are not happy, intelligent enough to know there is nothing, I'm seeking something. They are seekers. The moment they catch, immediately they pick it up. How is it that so many millions of people here, but some take it up because their wood is very dry? In the sense, they are actually eager. They are convinced about the futility of the material existence, but they have no clue what to do. And as soon as they get a clue, immediately they pick it up. So that is why Haridas Thakur, when he was called by the Nawab, he went via the prison house. And in the prison house, all the pious Hindus were put inside. Because anyone who did that was inside the jail. So all these people came to know a very saintly person is coming there. And they were all so eager to get out of this imprisonment. And they knew the power of association of an exalted saintly person. So they were holding that through the prison. They were watching like Chataka Pakshi. Like a Chataka bird looks at the cloud. Any moment the drop comes, I can take it. So they were eagerly looking. And when Haridas Thakur came, he looked at them. The way they were desperately eager to take shelter. And he looked at them and said, may you remain in the same state as you are. This was very disappointing to them. But then he understood, he laughed and he said, no, I didn't mean your physical situation. Your consciousness at this time is intensely seeking shelter of a saintly person for the purpose of deliverance from miseries. I only pray that you remain in the same state of consciousness. As far as your release from this prison house, in 2-3 days you will be relieved. Don't worry. So that is Sadhu Sangha. To the extent we are taking shelter in that state, to that extent people can take advantage of this few days. Also, it is said, man is a social being. So since he's a social being, there are some social tendencies. What is the social tendency? It is tendency to mix with equal-minded people. You develop friendship in a social circle. Everyone has a social circle. We can't live without a social circle. We'll go crazy otherwise. Only crazy people can live alone. Or highly atmaram. People can live. Or a madman can live alone. But anyone who is normal needs some kind of social circle. So mingling with like-minded people is a social tendency. Celebrating festivals is a social tendency. If you have nothing, then celebrate New Year. Or anything, you know, people need an excuse to celebrate. outside also, people do that. Some excuse, chalo celebrate karte. One person was telling me, somewhere in Dubai, few group of Indians, they had a overnight program on the quote unquote disappearance day of one of the Bollywood singers. And they got together at 8 p.m. and till 6 a.m. they were having party and listening to all his songs. Je anila premadhana karuna prachur. Hena prabhu kotha gela acharya thakur. Pashane kutivo matha. So the tendency is there. The tendency you can't take away. People desperately want to come together and celebrate and enjoy. That's the nature. Anandamayo bhyasat. That's the nature of the soul. But depending upon knowledge, depending upon their consciousness, they take different excuses to come together and have different types of celebrations. Also, a social tendency is to come together and visit different places. Go for sightseeing. Sometimes the same site again and again, and sometimes different sites. So the great acharyas, so, you know, ingeniously or very expertly, have dovetailed that social tendency to get together. Well, here is the like-minded people. To have festivals, we need an excuse. Today is not Govardhan Puja, but it's a good excuse. We are at Govardhan and devotees are here. Bhakta hai, Govardhan hai, puja karo na, kya takleef hai? And different skills are used. Somebody is good at cooking, somebody is good at doing nothing like me can speak. So in this way, also it helps to rise above the bodily platform and come to a spiritual platform. This happens to the extent, you know, we are actually taking such visits seriously. It helps us actually to transcend maybe one or two notches up. Doesn't matter, but it helps us slightly, gradually transcend from the bodily platform to slightly above. And through the pleasant tapasya that we do for purification and a higher taste. You must have seen these people walking yesterday, while walking, going around Parikrama. There's so many ladies, so many children, so many old people. Voluntarily they have decided, they could have walked, they could have gone in a vehicle, but they decided, we will do Dandavat Parikrama. Who told them? No, there's a way, we will try to do it. Every step we are trying to bow down, offer obeisance. Some are doing 108 at the same time, at the same place. By which you are forced to rise above the bodily platform to some extent. Now, we may not be doing that much, but actually, essentially, if you are taking some kind of, what is tapasya? Voluntarily accepting some inconvenience for a higher benefit in the future. That is tapasya. Tapo divyam putraka yena satvam shuddhet yasmat brahma saukhyam tonantam. So that tapasya, voluntarily we accept, all right, I'm going to chant a little extra these few days that I am with the association of devotees. I'm going to do some extra, some service that I otherwise don't do. Probably I'm not going to, you know, do this, what I generally don't do, which is good for me. And I will not do those things which are not good for me, but I still do it nevertheless. So whatever, some kind of voluntarily accepting. Somebody says, okay, I'm not going to walk with my slippers on, I'm going to walk with barefoot, or I'm not going to do this, I'm going to do this, whatever. It is showing to Krishna that I want to do something to appreciate what I have received, just to remind myself. And naturally by experiencing, ye yathamam prapadyante tam sataiva bhajam. Krishna reciprocates accordingly. Accordingly, according to how much you are trying to show your eagerness to come closer to Him, Krishna reciprocates individually different levels with different people. This is a proof Krishna can do Rasalila with everyone. And each gopi feels, Krishna, I think, was most merciful to me only. Poor fellows. They all came for yatra. I think I got benefited the most. Kya reciprocation kiya kal Govardhan Parikrama Bhagwan ne? Wah! Krishna individually reciprocates according to our level of eagerness to come closer to Him. And the proof is that there is a higher taste. That when we go back, we are not the same people. Impossible. You cannot be the same person after coming here, staying in the association, in the holy place, at a holy time, like the... So the place is holy, the time is holy, Kartik, the people are holy, Vaishnavas, and in their association we're chanting the holy name and hearing the holy katha. So some holiness should happen. And therefore when we go back, it is a fact, you cannot be the same person. There is some difference. And if it is done repeatedly, hopefully more changes. More intensely, more changes. At least now, even the first timers who have come back, next time you hear Govardhan, it will not be the same word for you. It will be different. Ah, Govardhan, hoi na? Chakkar gaon te hum log ghume the. Pahad hai, ye hai, parikrama kiya. Ye kund hai, wo dham hai. The word will not sound the same. Vrinda will not sound the same. It will, there will be vivid picture that will be formed in your mind. So, this is about why. But to take full benefit, third question is, how should we visit the dham? Entering with a proper spirit actually reveals dham, because maya removes the curtain. Vishaya chhadiya kabe shuddha habe man, tabe hama haribo Sri Vrindavan. So the dham can be only perceived with a proper spirit. And what is that spirit? The essence is given by in the Padma Puran. Ata Sri Krishna nama adi. Adi means nama, rupa, guna, lila and dham. Na bhaved grahyam indriyai. You cannot see it through your material eyes. Sevon mukhehi jihva adav. Why adav? Just like nama adi, nama, rupa, guna, lila. Similarly, jihva adi. From jihva you taste the nam. From the eyes you see the dham, the form of the Lord. From your senses you touch the kunda, water in the kunda. From your body you roll in the dust of this place. So the eyes will see some material thing, the tongue will chant some material sound vibration, the ear will hear some material sound vibration, the senses of touch will touch some ordinary body of water or some grain of sand. It will only remain that for those who do not have a proper attitude. But semon mukhehi jihvado. So that now we are bahirmukha and now we have to become antarmukha. That is sevon mukha. Bahirmukha means enjoying tendency. And sevon mukha means antaranga, which antarmukha, that is serving tendency, which is our natural constitutional position. Jivir Swarup Hoy Krishna Nitya Das. So to the extent we have a proper attitude, a service attitude, to that extent the eyes can see the dham, the ear can hear music, beautiful transcendental music, every breeze that touches puts you in ecstasy, every kunda that you dip, divine love, and every moment you touch the sand or the beautiful braj raj, it will not be the same. It's all a question of consciousness. So we have to install the software before coming. If you don't install this software, no difference is made. So the first thing is, rather than a spirit of enjoyment, it is a spirit of serving. We go not to enjoy the dham, but for purification and service of the dham, of the dhamvasis and each other. To that extent we have this, to that extent we can experience. Secondly, an attitude of gratitude rather than complaining. When you're trying to enjoy, there is so much expectation. And when that expectation is not fulfilled, you go back with a very bitter heart. Chah, paisa vasool nahi hua. Maza nahi aaya. Khana theek nahi tha, baithne ka theek tha, bahut thanda tha, ye tha, wo tha. Samay mein nahi mila. So naturally, there is a bitter feeling. But when we understand, actually we don't deserve to come into this place. Even Lord Shiva wants the dust of this place. Lord Brahma wants, Uddhava wants the dust of this place. Not even, Brahma says not even Vrindavan, on the outskirts of Vrindavan. So naturally, where is the question of complaining? And then whatever is, whatever comes, we will see it. Tate anukampam sushamikshamanam. Oh, this is anukampa. It come in very way, in a different way. It can come in very inconceivable ways. We see it as Krishna's inconceivable, causeless mercy and grace. And then a person can be blissful under all that circumstance. And to the extent there is a desire to render service than to accept service, to that extent, one can see a tremendous opportunity. Opportunity to serve or opportunity to take service or give service. But if it is a question of giving service, then automatically, if you're really a servant, you look for service. And you're happy to get that service. And as I said, some kind of voluntarily accepting some kind of extra little tapasya for ourselves just for purification. Then we can overcome. Sankhya purvaka nama gana natibhihi kalava sani kritau nidra ahara vihara kadi vijitau. Ahara nidra bhai maithun. That is our nature. That's been doing since time immemorial. Only by sankhyapurvaka nama gana natibhi. Sankhyapurvaka means a fixed line on a rock. At any cost, I'm going to do this much. I'm going to do this particular. Maybe, you know, sleep so much. I'm going to do this seva or do chanting, whatever. Sankhyapurvaka, with great determination. Then, Krishna will give us some kind of taste. And obviously, to the extent we are focused on why we have come here, to that extent there will be nothing which is, you know, some kind of prajalpa, some kind of other activities, which we anyway do once we go outside. We are anyway going to do it. And we have come here for a short period. So let's utilize that exclusively for what we have come for. And when we do that, this is a proper mood. And to the extent these things are followed, to that extent, one goes back with a higher taste. And having gone back with a higher taste, the lower taste no more seem very attractive. And this is what progress is all about. Advancement is all about. So therefore, these are some few thoughts that His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj time and again, since last 20-23 years that I am going wherever for a yatra, first lecture generally focuses. Earlier he used to give a lot of details. Now because it's a big crowd and varied crowd, he gives the essence. Earlier he would emphasize the details also. When standing in a line, you go to the back and send everyone to the front. Whatever. If you're not able to reside eternally or throughout your life, at least residing as much as possible. Devotees from Bengal would visit Lord Chaitanya 4 months in a year. They had organized their life in such a way. They had prioritized their life in such a way that they gave their quality time to this particular item. Also, in the association of devotees, our smaranam, remembrance, is much more deepened. Smartavya satatam Vishnu, vismartavyo na jatuchit, sarve vidhi nishedhyasyuhu etayoreva kinkara. The purpose of all vidhi and nished, scriptures contain two kinds of statements, vidhi and nished, do's and don'ts. And the essence of all do's is, do those things which always help you to remember Krishna. And the essence of all don'ts is, don't do anything that will make you forget Krishna. Because if you are constantly doing it, life is a preparation, death is the examination. At the time of death, we'll be able to remember Krishna. Antakale chamameva smaran muktva kalevaram. At that time, we may not be in a position to chant probably. Prana prayana safaye kafavata pittai kanthavarodhanam idam smaranam kutaste. Very difficult at that time to chant. But if we have practiced ourselves to remember daily, at least daily, just like, you know, you have exam is a final exam, but the teachers give, just to prepare for the final exam, they give a unit test. Sometimes it is held daily, sometimes in some schools it is held weekly. So the acharyas also give us a daily test. At least 1.5 hours, sarva dharman parityajya mamekam charanam raja. At least for those 1.5 hours, give up all other priorities and just take shelter of my name. And if you are used to it, at that moment, no other roles that we are accepted in this upadhis are important. The only eternal upadhi, jivar swarupaya Krishna Nityadas. Every role has so many goals. And once we enter one role, so many thoughts come. I have to achieve this, I have to do this, I have to do this. They're all connected with different upadhis that we have accepted. At least for 1.5 hours in a day, if we give up all other upadhis, first and foremost, I am part and parcel of Krishna. After that, I am mother and father and brother and sister and manager and this and that and that. So at least for those 1.5 hours, if you are regularly practiced, when the major test comes, you have to give up your body. At that time, Hare Krishna, immediately, what is that? Yato yato nishchalati manas chanchalam asthiram. If you're regularly practiced, if you're regularly, you know, like jogging, when we have to really run, when the dog chases, then we are trained, regularly we run, so even when a big dog chases, we are used, we don't get tired. So similarly, if you're practicing every day to chant, giving up all other, at least for 1.5 hours, then when the time comes, then we can just withdraw and focus where we want to. In 1 second, instant, Hare Krishna, and immediately we can withdraw. In association of devotees, the quality and the quantity of our sadhana becomes much easier and much increases also, both. I generally give an example which is not a very good example, but still I give it because one can relate to it. Why do drunkards drink together? Because when you drink together, capacity increases. Oh, he's doing so much and still walking straight. I can also do it because his weight is only 56 kilos. I am 86. So confidence increases. And it becomes more effortless. And secondly, while drinking in association, they discuss about their Mahajans. Aray, I know my uncle, 4 bottle laga ke siddha chalte. And you know how he's able to do it? Saath mein wo kurmura rakhte hain, pakoda rakhte hain, aur ye bhi rakhte hain. Beech beech mein ye bhi lete rehne ka, to kya capacity badh jata hai. So they are machita madgata prana bodhayantah parasparam. So they also are discussing different techniques and ways of how Mahajans have done this and enhanced their quality, and because we are discussing, it becomes more tasty. So this is also another reason why such kind of trips or such kind of pilgrimages is very beneficial. Sadhu sanga, sarva shastra koi. Lava matra. Lava means 1/12 of a second. Now, somebody can say, Prabhuji, 1/12 of the second mein kya ho sakta hai? By the time you understand the person is a devotee, already is gone. How does it make sense? Actually, Radheshyam Prabhu was giving a very good, quoting a very good example. The other day we were discussing this particular verse, and he quoted one from Prabhupada. Yeah, Prabhupada, somebody quoting Prabhupada. He said, if a wood is extremely dry, even if you touch fire or the grass, it is very, very dry. Just touch the fire 1/12 of a second and it will burn. But if it is wet, even if you touch it for hours together, some smoke will come, that's all. Similarly, for a person who is extremely seeking, I want to know the truth. Whenever he hears even one statement,
it strikes to him like a thunderbolt. Wow, I got it. To the extent a person is extremely desperate to take shelter, even one little ungli diya to haath pakadte bolte na, they say. It's like that. But those who are kind of fully satisfied, belched and, you know, sitting there materially satisfied, for such a person, it doesn't make sense. Those who are not happy, intelligent enough to know there is nothing, I'm seeking something, they are seekers. The moment they catch, immediately they pick it up. How is it that so many millions of people here, but some take it up because their wood is very dry? In the sense, they are actually eager. They are convinced about the futility of the material existence, but they have no clue what to do. And as soon as they get a clue, immediately they pick it up. So that is why, Haridas Thakur, when he was called by the Nawab, he went via the prison house. And in the prison house, all the pious Hindus were put inside. Because anyone who did that was inside the jail. So all these people came to know a very saintly person is coming there. And they were all so eager to get out of this imprisonment. And they knew the power of association of an exalted saintly person. So they were holding that through the prison. They were watching like Chataka Pakshi. Like a Chataka bird looks at the cloud. Any moment the drop comes, I can take it. So they were eagerly looking, and when Haridas Thakur came, he looked at them, the way they were desperately eager to take shelter, and he looked at them and said, may you remain in the same state as you are. This was very disappointing to them. But then he understood, he laughed, and he said, no, I didn't mean your physical situation. Your consciousness at this time is intensely seeking shelter of a saintly person for the purpose of deliverance from miseries. I only pray that you remain in the same state of consciousness. As far as your release from this prison house, in 2-3 days you will be relieved. Don't worry. So that is Sadhu Sangha. To the extent we are taking shelter in that state, to that extent people can take advantage of this few days. Also, it is said, man is a social being. So since he's a social being, there are some social tendencies. What is the social tendency? It is tendency to mix with equal-minded people. You develop friendship in a social circle. Everyone has a social circle. We can't live without a social circle. We'll go crazy otherwise. Only crazy people can live alone. Or highly Atmaram, people can live. Or a madman can live alone. But anyone who is normal needs some kind of social circle. So mingling with like-minded people is a social tendency. Celebrating festivals is a social tendency. If you have nothing, then celebrate New Year. Or anything, you know, people need an excuse to celebrate. Outside also, people do that. Some excuse, chalo celebrate karte. One person was telling me, somewhere in Dubai, few group of Indians, they had a overnight program on the quote unquote disappearance day of one of the Bollywood singers. And they got together at 8 p.m. and till 6 a.m. they were having party and listening to all his songs.
जे आनिल प्रेमधन करुणा प्रचूर. एनो प्रभु कोथा गेला? आचार्य ठाकूर पाषाणे कुटीवो माथा.
सो द टेंडेंसी इज देर, द टेंडेंसी यू कांट टेक अवे. पीपल डेस्परेटली वॉन्ट टू कम टुगेदर एंड सेलिब्रेट एंड एन्जॉय. दैट्स नेचर. आनंदमय अभ्यासात, दैट्स द नेचर ऑफ द सोल. बट डिपेंडिंग अपॉन नॉलेज, डिपेंडिंग अपॉन देयर कॉन्शियसनेस, दे टेक डिफरेंट एक्सक्यूजेस टू कम टुगेदर एंड हैव डिफरेंट टाइप्स ऑफ सेलिब्रेशंस. ऑल्सो ए सोशल टेंडेंसी इज टू कम टुगेदर एंड विजिट different places, go for sightseeing. Sometimes the same site again and again, and sometimes different sites. So the great acharyas, so you know, ingeniously or very expertly, have dovetailed that social tendency to get together. Well, here is a like-minded people. To have festivals, we need an excuse. Today is not Govardhan Puja, but it's a good excuse. We are at Govardhan and devotees are here. Bhakta hai, Govardhan hai, puja karo na, kya takleef hai? And different skills are used. Somebody is good at cooking, somebody is good at doing nothing like me can speak. So in this way, also it helps to rise above the bodily platform and come to a spiritual platform. This happens to the extent, you know, we are actually taking such visits seriously. It helps us actually to transcend, maybe one or two notches up, doesn't matter, but it helps us slightly, gradually transcend from the bodily platform to slightly above. And through the pleasant tapasya that we do for purification and a higher taste, you must have seen these people walking yesterday while walking, going around Parikrama. There's so many ladies, so many children, so many old people. Voluntarily they have decided, they could have walked, they could have gone in a vehicle, but they decided, we will do Dandavat Parikrama. Who told them? No, there's a way, we will try to do it. Every step we are trying to bow down, offer obeisance. Some are doing 108 at the same time, at the same place. By which you are forced to rise above the bodily platform to some extent. Now, we may not be doing that much, but actually, essentially, if you are taking some kind of, what is tapasya? Voluntarily accepting some inconvenience for a higher benefit in the future. That is tapasya. Tapo divyam putraka yena satvam shuddhet yasmat brahma saukhyam tonantam. So that tapasya, voluntarily we accept, all right, I'm going to chant a little extra these few days that I am with the association of devotees. I'm going to do some extra, some service that I otherwise don't do. Probably I'm not going to, you know, do this, what I generally don't do, which is good for me. And I will not do those things which are not good for me, but I still do it nevertheless. So whatever, some kind of voluntarily accepting. Somebody says, okay, I'm not going to walk with my slippers on, I'm going to walk with barefoot, or I'm not going to do this, I'm going to do this, whatever. It is showing to Krishna that I want to do something to appreciate what I have received, just to remind myself. And naturally by experiencing, ye yathamam prapadyante tan sadaiva bhajam. Krishna reciprocates accordingly. Accordingly, according to how much you are trying to show your eagerness to come closer to him, Krishna reciprocates individually different levels with different people. This is a proof Krishna can do Rasalila with everyone. And each gopi feels, Krishna, I think, was most merciful to me only. Poor fellows. They all came for yatra. I think I got benefited the most. Kya reciprocation kiya kal Govardhan Parikrama Bhagwan ne? Wah! Krishna individually reciprocates according to our level of eagerness to come closer to him. And the proof is that there is a higher taste. That when we go back, we are not the same people. Impossible. You cannot be the same person after coming here, staying in the association, in the holy place, at a holy time like the... So the place is holy, the time is holy, Kartik, the people are holy, Vaishnavas, and in their association we're chanting the holy name and hearing the holy katha. So some holiness should happen. And therefore when we go back, it is a fact, you cannot be the same person. There is some difference. And if it is done repeatedly, hopefully more changes. More intensely, more changes. At least now, even the first timers who have come back, next time you hear Govardhan, it will not be the same word for you. It will be different. Ah, Govardhan, hoi na? Chakkar gaon te hum log ghume the. Pahad hai, ye hai, parikrama kiya. Ye kund hai, wo dham hai. The word will not sound the same. Vrinda will not sound the same. It will, there will be vivid picture that will be formed in your mind. So, this is about why. But to take full benefit, third question is, how should we visit the dham? Entering with a proper spirituality, spirit actually reveals dham because maya removes the curtain. Vishaya chhadiya kabe shuddha habe man tabe hama haribo Sri Vrindavan. So the dham can be only perceived with a proper spirit. And what is that spirit? The essence is given by in the Padma Puran. Ata Sri Krishna nama adi. Adi means nama, rupa, guna, lila and dham. Na bhaved grahyam indriyai. You cannot see it through your material eyes. Sevon mukhehi jihva adav. Why adav? Just like nama adi, nama, rupa, guna, lila. Similarly, jihva adi. From jihva you taste the nam. From the eyes you see the dham, the form of the Lord. From your senses you touch the kunda, water in the kunda. From your body you roll in the dust of this place. So the eyes will see some material thing. The tongue will chant some material sound vibration. The ear will hear some material sound vibration. The senses of touch will touch some ordinary body of water or some grain of sand. It will only remain that for those who do not have a proper attitude. But sevon mukhehi jihvado. So that now we are bahir mukha and now we have to become antar mukha. That is sevon mukha. Bahir mukha means enjoying tendency. And sevon mukha means antaranga, which antar mukha, that is serving tendency, which is our natural constitutional position. Jivir swarup hoye Krishna nitya das. So to the extent we have a proper attitude, a service attitude, To that extent, the eyes can see the dham, the ear can hear music, beautiful transcendental music. Every breeze that touches puts you in ecstasy. Every kunda that you dip, divine love, and every moment you touch the sand or the beautiful braj raj, it will not be the same. It's all a question of consciousness. So we have to install the software before coming. If you don't install this software, no difference is made. So the first thing is, rather than a spirit of enjoyment, it is a spirit of serving. We go not to enjoy the dham, but for purification and service of the dham, of the dhamvasis and each other. To that extent we have this, to that extent we can experience. Secondly, an attitude of gratitude rather than complaining. When you're trying to enjoy, there is so much expectation. And when that expectation is not fulfilled, you go back with a very bitter heart. Chah, paisa vasool nahi hua. Maza nahi aaya. Khana theek nahi tha, baithne ka theek tha, bahut thanda tha, ye tha, wo tha. Samay mein nahi mila. So naturally, there is a bitter feeling. But when we understand, actually we don't deserve to come into this place. Even Lord Shiva wants the dust of this place. Lord Brahma wants, Uddhava wants the dust of this place. Not even, Brahma says, not even Vrindavan. On the outskirts of Vrindavan. So naturally, where is the question of complaining? And then whatever is, whatever comes, we will see it. Tate anukampam sushamikshamanam. Oh, this is anukampa. It come in very way, in a different way. It can come in very inconceivable ways. We see it as Krishna's inconceivable, causeless mercy and grace. And then a person can be blissful under all that circumstance. And to the extent there is a desire to render service than to accept service, to that extent one can see a tremendous opportunity. Opportunity to serve or opportunity to take service or give service. But if it is a question of giving service, then automatically, if you're really a servant, you look for service. And you're happy to get that service. And as I said, some kind of voluntarily accepting some kind of extra little tapasya for ourselves, just for purification. Then we can overcome. Sankhya purvaka nama gana natibhihi kalavasani kritau nidra ahara vihara kadi vijitau. Ahara nidra bhai maithun. That is our nature. That's been doing since time immemorial. Only by sankhya purvaka nama gana natibhihi. Sankhya purvaka means a fixed line on a rock. At any cost, I'm going to do this much. I'm going to do this particular. Maybe, you know, sleep so much. I'm going to do this seva or do chanting, whatever. Sankhya purvaka, with great determination. Then, Krishna will give us some kind of taste. And obviously, to the extent we are focused on why we have come here, to that extent there will be nothing which is, you know, some kind of prajalpa, some kind of other activities, which we anyway do once we go outside. We are anyway going to do it. And we have come here for a short period. So let's utilize that exclusively for what we have come for. And when we do that, This is a proper mood. And to the extent these things are followed, to that extent, one goes back with a higher taste. And having gone back with a higher taste, the lower taste no more seem very attractive. And this is what progress is all about, advancement is all about. So therefore, these are some few thoughts that His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj time and again, since last 20, 23 years that I'm going wherever for a yatra, the first lecture generally focuses. Earlier he used to give a lot of details. Now because it's a big crowd and varied crowd, he gives the essence. Earlier he would give, emphasize the details also. When standing in a line, you go to the back and send everyone to the front. Whatever.